I'm Marco Werman with The World. Back now to our top story today, the start of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, and the run-up to presumptive nominee Donald Trump officially becoming the GOP's presidential standard-bearer. Earlier, we spoke with The World's Leo Hornack. He told us about the mood in Cleveland today. Let's hear now from The World's Maria Muriel, who is also there to cover the convention for us. So in the run-up to the convention, Maria, you went to a Native Lives Matter protest. Tell me more. What was that like?
Yeah, I went to a Native Lives Matter protest, and it was actually a mixture of just anti-Trump protesters. There was a Black Lives Matter speaker who was sort of leading the rally, and it was just really a mixture of nonviolent, non-extremist groups. But we do know that groups like the Traditionalist Workers Party, who identify as white nationalists, are here, and that the New Black Panthers are also in town. And last night, actually, one of my Uber drivers said that he picked up people he thought were Klan members from the airport. So all of these people are in Cleveland right now for the convention. And I brought this up to Bea Shrull, who's with the American Indian Movement in Cleveland. And she thinks actually that sounds about right for the city.
I think Cleveland is, quite frankly, the perfect place for something like this to happen because Cleveland has been racist from the jump. Cleveland has never showed any interest in protecting marginalized people, whether that's Black, Brown, Native, whatever. Cleveland is not in the market to protect us, so we have to protect ourselves.
Maria, what is she referring there when she says Cleveland doesn't look out for minorities?
Yeah, she's mainly talking about the baseball team here, the Cleveland Indians. Bea is an activist, and she's been fighting to get the mascot, Chief Wahoo, removed. We know that this has happened with sports teams across the country, too. But you know what? This is my first time in Cleveland, and all over town, I'm seeing people wearing Indians jerseys, and there's restaurants that have Indians flags out, and Bea's group is really angry about this, and they've been fighting about it for a while.
You said Black Lives Matter was present at the Native Lives Matter protest. So the two groups consider each other kind of allies?
I did hear the Black Lives Matter speaker say that Indigenous Lives Matter and Latino Lives Matter. And then, you know, to round up that statement, she said, but Black lives are at the forefront of this movement. So I asked Bea what she thought about that. She actually says that Indigenous people have it pretty hard also, and we just don't really hear about it in the media a lot. So the groups are in solidarity, but, you know, they would like to kind of have a little bit more attention from the public. But really, they were there to protest against Trump, and that was their uniting factor.
I mean, we've all seen and heard the Trump statements about immigrants. I've seen people pointing out that we're all immigrants as a response, and that it's Native Americans who are the real Americans, if there is such a thing. Is that a trope among Native Lives Matter, and is that coming out in their conversations?
Definitely. That is exactly actually what Bea Shrull said. And I actually want to play you something that she told me yesterday and then something that a Trump supporter said to me this morning about immigration. So let's hear Bea talking about Donald Trump.
He doesn't understand that Mexicans are Native Americans. I mean, we were all brothers and sisters of one large nation made up of many nations before colonization. And we are coming back to that in a big way. And what people like Trump don't understand is that there are no illegal immigrants from south of the border because the border crossed them. They didn't cross it.
Okay, and now let's hear the Donald Trump supporter from this morning.
I think immigration is important. We all, there's none of us in this country that are from this country other than the American Indians. We all came here, and I think that should continue, but we should do it legally.
Yeah, that's Hal Kelly. He's a military veteran and a Trump supporter who, you know, told me afterward, he's like, you know, my ancestors are probably Irish. And he said that he supports building a wall and he does not like the porous border. But you heard his remarks there.
Yeah, we'll see if the issue gets some attention because there are millions of people waiting to hear what the GOP is going to say about this. And immigration is on the agenda tonight, right?
That's right. It's on the agenda. And what I think always, Marco, it's important to remember, especially for us media as we cover elections and voters, is regardless of how people feel politically, not everybody's opinion is the same. We just heard from these two people who are very different politically. And not everybody, just because they're voting for Trump or Clinton, it doesn't mean that they agree on every issue.
The World's Maria Muriel speaking with me from Cleveland, and we'll talk again soon, Maria. Thank you for the update.
Thank you, Marco.